Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav. The Gimel Omer Aleph. The third one. Second one. Halacha Krav Yehuda. The halacha is like a Yehuda, that you eat chometz the entire fourth hour. You don't eat, you don't have hanoah. When you do have hanoah, the fifth hour, and the sixth hour you burn it. Omer Le Ravel of Nachman. The name Amar Halacha Krav Meir, the Shashashim Latana Kavoseh. The horror, you should have passed him like Rav Meir, because there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. This man, in the second parak, called Shor Shemuter Lecho Masu. Whenever you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to have Hanoah. That only goes according to Rav Meir, Lechore. Because according to Rav Yehuda, there's a fifth hour when you're allowed to have Hanoah, but you're not allowed to eat. Where it says, Ahilav Stamahu. No, that's not Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Mishum Dekash Shemuter. Because the Gemara over there is going to ask the kasha like this. The Chorit should have said, Kol Shah Shaochel Machel. As long as you can eat, you can feed your animals too. You can eat Nevano. That would be Rav Meir. But Kol Shman Shemutter Lechol means somebody is allowed to eat and someone else is allowed to feed his animals. So that goes like Rav Gamliel. A Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. But what's it called? But a regular Jew is not allowed to eat chulin. So therefore, it's not a stam like Rav Meir. Shmura says, the name of Mar Halacha Krav Gamliel Davar the Machria. So then, Paschal like Rav Gamliel, because he's a Machria. He's like a middle Shita. He holds in one respect like Rav Yehuda, and in one respect like Rav Meir. Right? He holds there's a difference between Shum and chulin, or Rav Gamliel. So you should pass like him. Tulsa says, why didn't the Gemara ask more simply? If we're saying that that Mishnah in Perek Sheni is, what's it called? Kol Shah, Shekohen Mutter, Lecho. A Yisrael is a Mutter to be Machil. Then that Stam Mishnah is from Gamliel. So it's a Stam Mishnah. Tulsa says that the Gemara is somech on the final answer of why we don't paskin like Rav Gamliel or Rav Meir. Dafkar of Yehuda. And therefore, it doesn't bother to ask that. The other is shown him, say, different Terutsim, but my search has mentioned Tosis. But let Paschim like Rav Gamliel, because he's a Machriya. Omer Le Rav Gamliel, lab Machriyahu. Tam de Nafsheko Omer. Rav Gamliel is not a Machriya. He says his own idea. And Rashi explains, and Tosis later also says the same thing. A Machriya is where you have a Machlokas, and each one mentions the prat that the Machriya is Machriya in. But despite that, he holds what he holds. But they mention the idea. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda don't mention Chulin and Truma at all. It's not a factor. Rav Gamliel is Mechadish. There's a difference between Truma and Chulin. Had Rav Yehuda said, Bein Truma, Bein Chulin, and Rav Meir said, Bein Truma, Bein Chulin, right? Then, Rav Gamliel will come along and say, no, Truma has one halacha, Chulin a different halacha, he'd be a Machriya. But since they don't mention Bichlal, any difference between Truma and Chulin, either of them, so Rav Gamliel saying a third sheet is not a Machriya, and therefore we don't pass him like him as a Machriya. See Rashi. Halacha Krav Yehuda, the Tolin Kol Chomesh, that you don't have hanoah, you don't eat, but you have hanoah the whole fifth hour. Mercer's the name Allah Krav Meir, the Ochlin Kol Chomesh, that you're allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. The Hashasam Lantanak of Osei. Because in the first mission, the second parak, is a Stam mission like Krav Meir. This man called Shosha Mutter Lechol Machel, the Hemel Achayla Othos. The Mashma, Ksheino Mutter Lechol, Eino Machel. The Ira Behuda, Ika Chomesh, Eino Ochlo Machel. Going to Behuda, there's an hour that you can't eat, but you can have Hanoh. Elo Rav Meir, he must be Rav Meir. And therefore, whenever you're allowed to eat, whenever you're allowed to have Hanoi, you're allowed to eat. Whenever you're not allowed to have Hanoi, you're not allowed to eat either. Or just the opposite. Whenever you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have Hanoi. There's no time that you could have Hanoi and not eat. So it's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. Where it says, no, Mishum the Kashi Mutter, the Perikol Shah Makshinen, Kol Shosha Ochel Machel Meboile. Had it gone like Rav Meir, it should have just said, Kol Shosha Ochel Machel. Whenever you can eat, you can feed it to your animal. Mutter Mashma, Kol Shosha Mutter Adam Acher Lechel. mutter seems to imply that we're talking about two different people. Whenever it's mutter for this person to eat, you can feed your animal, but you can't eat. Because of this kasha, why it had to say mutter, the Gemara over there says it goes to Gregamil. The Hachi Kamer, Kol Shasha Mutter Kohen Lecho, the Truma, as long as a Kohen is still allowed to eat Truma, which is the whole fifth hour, right? Mach Yisrael Chun Lebehema. I'm a Stam Alab Krab Meir. It's not a Stam Krab Meir. Kram Gamliel Mas Nisan. So and that's Paschal like Rab Meir because he's Machriya. And the Halach is always like the Machriya. Where it says, well, Machriya, that's not called a Machriya. Okay, the priest is the come on the Pirkin. Like Rashi says, like I explained later on, the end of this Pirik. The Ein Hachros Das Shlishis Machras. The Gemara over there says a klal that Hachros Das Shlishis is not Machriya. And Rashi explains it the same thing as over here, that it means where the third party mentions something that's a compromise, but the first two didn't mention Bichlau, what he's compromising in, he's not called a Machriya. The whole Achros Das Shlishis, see? The Rav Meir Rav Yehuda lo Eirin, to the Havishaya Chiluk, bein Zman Trumel Zman Chulin. Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir don't mention there's even a possibility that there should be a difference between Chulin and Truma of when you can eat and when you can't. The E Havitznan Rav Meir Omer Echad Chulin Echad Truma Kol Chamesh. If the Mishnah would have said, Rav Meir holds whether it's Chulin or Truma, you can eat the whole fifth hour. Rav Yehuda Omer Echad Chulin Echad Truma Kol Arba. And Rabbi Yehuda also makes no difference. Chulin or Truma, you can only eat 4 hours. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chulin Kol Arba, Truma Kol Chamesh. And then Rabbi Gamliel came along, and in one respect, with Truma, he said like Rabbi Meir, and in one respect, like Chulin, he said like Rabbi Yehuda. Then he'd be a Machriya. And the svar of a Machriya is that it's Rov. Because when Rabbi Gamliel sides with Rabbi Yehuda, then they're a Rov. When he sides with Rav Meir, they're wrong. And then therefore you pass him like him. Because now it's two against one in the thing that he sides with the others. But he's not siding with anybody. He's introducing a new concept that the others didn't mention at all. Then Havi Achrov, Hashta, the Inu Lo Idkur Truma V'Chulin. They don't mention Truma and Chulin at all. Klau, the Lo Golut Aitam, Sheshum Remez Din, L'Chalikineyam. They never hinted to the fact that there could be a difference between Truma and Chulin, La Hachrohi, Eladash Shlishi. Rabbi Gamliel is saying a totally new thing, a third day, and therefore, it's each one's a separate thing by themselves, and you're not probably going to pass him like Rabbi Gamliel as a Machriya. Okay. The Iboy Seima, another reason why we don't pass him like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Meir, because Rav Paskin, the Omer Ki Aitana, Rav Paskin like the following Tana. In other words, there's not a four in Machlokas, but this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So he Paskin like him. The Tanya, Arba Asra Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the Braisa later on. It's a Mishnah. What's it called? And that meant Tess. If Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, was mevarin shakom lefnei haShabbos, then you get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos, the sort in trumos tmeos tluyos v'tahoros, and you burn even truma, tomei tolui and tahor. Okay, even truma tahora. There's a machlokas rishonim whether stam there's an iser to burn truma tahora. Some bring a raya from here that there's an iser, that there's no iser, because if there would have been an iser, how could you be matter to burn it on the 13th? It's usher to burn Truma Tahora. And it's still edible. Through Shabbos, through the morning of Shabbos. So it must be there's no issa really to burn Truma Tahora, or the issa is only Issa Drabonin. Tosfos here says no. There's an issa Doraisa to burn Truma Tahora. Because Mishmeres Trumosai. You can't be Matame Truma, so you can't burn it. Elmai over here, since in the end it's going to get ruined, it's going to get destroyed anyway. Right? You're not going to be able to eat it or have any hanok from it. So, since anyway it's going to end up osir, so you're allowed to burn it.
Like we'll see later, Gemara says something that's anyway going to be also allowed in the Tame too. Umeshirin in atahoros, mosen shtei sudos, kedei lechol adalit shos, divra belezer ben Yehuda ishbartosa. You leave enough for two meals for Shabbos in order to eat chametz till the fourth hour. Through the fourth hour. That's the Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda ishbartosa. Sha'om ramishum Rabbi Yeshua. Who said this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So what do we see from here? This Tana holds at Rabbi Yehuda. That you can only eat till the fourth hour. And everything else you burn beforehand. Okay. The reason, okay, Omer lo, tahoros lo yisrafu, shem yimtzum lamochlen. Why should you burn truma tahora? Maybe there'll be people who can eat it on Shabbos. And you won't have to burn it. Omer lohen, kvar bikshu v'lo matzu. No, it's talking where they look for people to eat, and there's nobody left to eat. So then you burn it before Shabbos, because it's going to end up being left over, and you're going to come to be over by the Rabbani Motzi. Omer lo shema chutz l'chom elonu. No, maybe there's other Kohanim who are, what's it called, who stayed outside the chom, and they're going to come on Shabbos. Right? They're within the chom. And they'll end up being able to eat it. Omer lohem lo debrechem atzlos yisruf. According to you, that we're afraid, that we're going to worry, maybe somebody's going to come to eat it. And for that reason, not burn it, then let's not burn tluyos, truma that's sotik tomei. Why? Shema yovo liyobi tarin. Maybe liyonavi will come, and he'll say they're tar. Amru lo kvar muftech lohem liyisrael, sheina liyoba, lo ba'arvi shabosek, lo ba'arvi yom tovim, b'tnei ha-torach. Eliyahu's not going to come on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, because people are busy preparing the meal. So they ask, but here we're talking about Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. Nobody's preparing any meals on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So some say what it means is the Torah of the meal itself, the Shah says. Right, the Torah of the meal itself. Just the fact you have to eat through the Shabbos is a big deal. Or others say, lo pluk. Since a normal Erev, what's it called? Erev Yom Tov. People are busy, right? And a normal Erev Shabbos, the same thing. So even when Erev Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, same we're choshish for the same thing. And therefore we're not afraid that Eliyahu is going to come. Rashi. The Iboy is saying, Hoki Garsin, the Iboy is saying, Imaratam or Kiai Tala. The Kobe Hilchasok Rebelezer, Reb Yehuda, Ish Bartosa, the Homer Atilu Truma Kolarba Vesulo, the Tani, the Kobe Halacha Gamosa. Right, we see that Allah is like Rabbi Lezer, what's it called, Ishbartosa, Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda Ishbartosa. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't make a difference, Truma or Chulit. Tluyos Sofik, Tmeos Sofik Torahs. Tluyos is Truma that became Tomei Misofik. We're not sure if it's Tomei or not. Mazon Shtei Sudos, so Rashi says, why do you leave over enough for two meals? You have to eat three meals on Shabbos. But here, this Shabbos, Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you can't eat Shalosh Shabbos. Below Shalosh, the Chol Shalosh Sudas, the Shabbos, Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. Shalosh Shabbos, you can only eat Mincha time. In other words, after Chatzos. And after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat Matzah, and you're not allowed to eat Chometz anymore. So you can't have Shalosh Shabbos. The Erev Pesach, Osir Lechol, Min HaMincha, Lamala. So you can't have Shalosh Shabbos. Other Rishonim say, no, you could have Shalosh Shabbos before Mincha. So you could split your morning meal into two. So why doesn't it say enough for three meals? Because you're only saving two meals. You're splitting the second meal into two. But you're not saving more food for that meal. You're just splitting the meal into two. So you don't need for a whole new meal. You need to split your morning meal into two. Others say you don't need bread or matzah for Shalosh Shabbos. Could be also with other things. So you don't have to save matzah or bread for Shalosh Shabbos, but you can still be also Shalosh Shabbos with other things. But you don't have to save bread for the Shabbos. That's impossible. Right, so the Klamot Shabbos. Right, from Rashi's Mashmah, two things. One is you can't be the Mekayim Shalosh Shabbos without bread or matzah, and you can't do it before Mincha. Okay. Tahoros lo yisrafu klal. Shouldn't burn the tahoros. Since it hadn't come the time yet, well, you have to get rid of it. And even though you're leaving over enough for the family of the Kohen, Shema Yimtze Kohanim Orchim Shechila, maybe there'll be guests that'll come and be able to eat the Truma, Kohanim. But on Natsik Truma B'Yadayim, why should we go and burn Truma B'Yadayim when we can save it and maybe other people come to eat? V'imlo Yimtze Yachilu L'Mochel L'Kal V'Kohanim, or Yivakim V'Libo. And if you won't find anybody to eat it, then you'll feed it to a Kohen's dog. What's it called? Erev Pesach, Shabbos, or you mavakel it. But why do you have to get rid of it? Why should you have to burn it? Samara says, Kvar Bikshu V'Lamotzo. No, we looked for everybody. There's nobody to eat it. So we're afraid that you'll be left over, and you won't be able to get rid of it, and what's it called? You'll be over by your own, by your motzo. Klomar, Koma Sheyeshu Avakesh Kvar Bikesh. Tov Shabbos Lo Yavo Archim. He knows who comes to visit. He knows there's nobody coming on Shabbos to eat this truma. So therefore you have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Otherwise you have this tremendous amount of truma, you won't be able to get rid of it. Lanu, Lashon Malon. Right? Maybe they're sleeping outside the wall and you don't know about them. And they're going to come and be able to eat the truma. Shema v'socha tchum lonim kohanim orchim alayla v'yobol lamachar. They'll come tomorrow. Shmora says, if that's the case that we're worried, maybe they'll come. Atla divreichem dechashin l'shema amaylo pogisu ele b'toros. Why does you only have a problem with burning the tahoros? Even the tluyos you shouldn't burn. Why? At tluyos v'yisifu kodim zmanam. Shema yavo elio ayom amachar kodim zman b'yuran. Maybe elio will come today or tomorrow, before the time of beer, and it'll tell us that they're tar. And then we'll have ended up burning tar truma when you didn't have to. The yomer lo nagaba and truma v'yoklum. And you may be able to eat it. So why should you burn it before? Hold on to it. Maybe you'll be able to eat it on Shabbos. Tomorrow says, no, Elio won't come near Shabbos or Erev Yontif. Lo bar v'shabosos v'hayom Erev Shabbos ulamachar Erev Yontif. Mipnei ha-Torah Shabbos, they have to prepare Sudas Shabbos on Erev Shabbos and Sudas Yontif on Erev Yontif. From Rashi's Mashma a little bit like that from Marsha, that what's it called, that and you'll have also be Torah eating Sudas Shabbos. Okay, so in any case, so what do we see over here? That the halacha is Amru. Amru lo zozu misham at shekobu halacha k'rabalosa ben Yehuda ishpartosa. They were mas koveya the halacha like k'rabalosa ben Yehuda ishpartosa. Sheomer mishum Rabbi Yeshua. My love atilu lecho. Weren't they koveya the halacha like him, even to be able to eat the, what's it called, only up to the fourth hour. To the fourth hour. But not in the fifth hour. Even truma. So you see that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Gamliel. So Amar Rav Papa, Mishmei the Rav, Alo Levayu. No, what they were koveya the halacha, that you get rid of everything else before Shabbos. But what you leave over, when you could eat it till, that we didn't paskin like him. That could be we paskin like Rav Meir, that you could eat the whole fifth hour. Rashi, Lo Levayu, My love, afilu lecho, b'chol devar av kov kumoso. They paskin halacha like him in every aspect. Even that which he said, that what you leave over the next day, you can only eat right through the fourth hour, even truma. So it's not like Rav Gamliel, not like Rav Meir. Where lo levayir, chod kavu kamoso lo olam emolach lo ayri beachila ela bebir shoyu chaveru chalukim olav shlo yavaru taharos avlamacher kavu desor b'mer of Shabbos b'shlo shasar. No, they were kovei the halacha in that which they argued that you shouldn't burn the truma tahora before Shabbos. That they paskin like him, that you do. But how much you can eat what you leave over, till when, that they didn't paskin like him. Could be it's not like Rav Yehuda. Okay, now, what exactly... Okay, let's go on. The Af Rebbe Sover Lohadar of Nachman. Rav Rebbe also holds, like Rav Nachman, the Halachas of Yehuda. See in one second where. The Omer Rav in Bar Rav Ada, Meisha ba'adam echad shehivki diski umlei achomitz etzo yochanich hakukoha. Right, there was a person who entrusted Yochanan Chakuka. Rashi said, Diskiya, Shtei Milos Murkavos, Shnei Sakim, and Tacha Shalor. Right, the two words, Diskiya, is a two, what's it called, two packs, saddlebags of chametz. By Yochanan Chakuka, and we learned before, Chakukoi comes from that place. And mice got to the bags and put holes in them, and the chametz was leaking out. And it was going to get lost. We ruined. So Rebbe told him the first hour, wait. Shnia omer lo hamtein. Because we'll see it wasn't getting that much destroyed, that selling it at that late hour would bring it only a very cheap price, because everybody knows that in a few hours chametz is going to be awesome. So they're not going to pay top dollar. They're going to pay the cheapest price possible. So you're going to end up ruining this guy's thing. Shlishi somer lo hamtein. Revia somer lo hamtein. Chamishi somer lo tzomor kabishuk. Till the fourth hour, he told him to wait. In the fifth hour, he told him, go sell it in the shuk. My lavlin. Bechari was selling it to Goyim, because he couldn't eat it. Why don't you just tell him, eat it now, and you'll pay the guy back. Where it says, Rabbi Yehuda, so you see, that Rabbi held that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef lowly Israel, Rabbi Meir. Now, when he told him in the fifth hour to go sell it in the shuk, he meant to a Jew, and the Jew will eat it. Where it says, Rabbi Abaya, Eli Israel, Nishkalei Lenafshe. If he's selling it to a Jew, let him just keep it for himself and eat it. And he'll pay. Well, he says, no, Mishum Chashad, he couldn't take it for himself because of the Chashad that maybe he took it at a discounted price less than he could have sold it to somebody else. The Tanya, we find things like that, that a person is allowed to sell something to others but not keep it for himself and pay for it. Because we're afraid that people will think that he took it for less than it's worth. The Tanya, Gaboy Tzlok, Hashem Lemaniyim Lechalek, Gaboy Tzlokah, there's not a name. So they have this money just lying around. Portim Lachem, and they have Prutos. They have, what's it called, Prutos that are from the Choshes, and they get rusted. And then they won't be worth anything. So they can't just leave Prutos lying around. So what do? They take the Prutos and exchange them for silver coins. In other words, they take as many Prutos that'll make up a silver coin, and they exchange it. Okay? But so they're allowed to exchange it to other people. They ain't portim liatzman, but they can't exchange it to themselves, because people will think that they took more silver than the prutos were actually worth. They'll weigh it short for its stalker and good for them. The boy tamchu shein lemaniyim lechalik. Same thing. You have a tamchu, you have food, and there's nobody to give it to. So it's going to get spoiled. So mokrim le'achirim, they sell the food to others and all the money to give to ani. They ain't mokrim le'atzman, they can't sell it to themselves. Mishum shenemar, the yisem nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. You have to be clean, not only in Hashem's eyes, where you actually did what was okay, but you can't do things that make suspicion, even from people, even if you did what was okay. Can't make other people suspicious. Rashi, it was seeping out of the bags. The arbos of Nisan hoya. It was the 14th of Nisan. The chametz bezolt, and selling chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, you don't get topped out. Ubalatne Rebbe laid on Yukaru neches from the shomatkin, and he wanted to know should he sell it or not. Hemtein shemer yovel v'yochol barlof. No, maybe the guy's going to come back and he wants to eat it. And if he'll eat it, right, he'll get the full value, not some pennies that after Pesach he won't be able to buy the same amount of food. He'll get a nice meal from it. Chamishis to mahash to sulawachale. In the fifth hour already, Lachari couldn't eat. Rav says, Omar lo, tseu mochron b'shuk, ba'ot shu mutar ba'no. As long as it's still mutar ba'no, go sell it. Now we think he meant sell it to a goy. You could still sell it, but you can't eat it. That's why I had to go sell it to a guy, couldn't eat it himself, and just pay for it. Versus lowly Israel, who could have made. Really, you could sell it to a Jew during the fifth hour, and the Jew will eat it. If you're going to hold it another hour, no Jew will buy it. And a guy who knows that you're stuck and you can't eat it will give you a few pennies. Moses says, if that's the case, then why don't you hold it for himself and give the guy the money after Pesach? He'll pay the owner. Why should he have to go out in the shuk to sell it? It's much easier for him just to buy it for himself. Or the Gemara could have answered, he doesn't have any need to eat it. He doesn't want it. Right? He's finished eating his meal. He has more chametz to eat. But the Gemara says, even if he had it, still he's not allowed to do it. After she no send Rishus Limkon, Portin, Pruto Shonachoshes, she goggled its stalker. They're allowed to exchange copper coins. Look, she mashin' also misfaitos. If you leave them, they get rusty. Charkle Portin Bekesov, so you exchange them for bigger silver coins. Tamchui, Michael Lechem, Umini Michael, Shagovin Lechalit. Tamchui is the food kitchen that they give to Aniyim. They ain't Mochum and Asman, so if they have no Aniyim around, the food's going to get spoiled. So they can sell it to other people, not to themselves. Shema Yechazdum Shalachim Bezol, because people be choshed that they took it cheaper than the market price. Okay. And Tosus here has a discussion. All you need is Rishus Beis Din. You need a Rishus Beis Din to go sell it. Or do you need a Beis Din to make the appraisal? Do you have to actually appraise it or not? Once you're selling to somebody else, do you need an appraisal or not? Tosus goes through whether you need such a thing or not. What else is here? Okay, next. Omer le Rav Abba bar Masna le Rav Yosef. Rav Abba bar Masna said to Rav Yosef, right? Beferush Amraslon, say Mokhl and Ochre. No. When Rav Yosef questioned this, maybe he meant go sell it to a Jew, like Rav Meir, not sell it to a Goy in the fifth hour, like Rav Yehuda. So Rav Abba bar Masna reminded Rav Yosef that when he taught them the Shir, and then he got sick and he forgot, that he told them, the Pharisees, that Rebbe said, go sell it to a goy. That he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi. Kamana Asla Harsh Maisa, the Rebbe. Who does this, what Rebbe did, that he told him to go and sell it, told him to wait. And in the end, he told him to sell it. Holzak Rav Misham Gumil. In that respect, Bishnan, Hamatkit Peres Etzuchaveru. Afilu Hein Avudim Lo Yikabohem. Right? If somebody gives you Peros to watch, even if they're getting lost, we'll see how much they're getting lost, you can't sell it. Because maybe the guy wants his Peros back. And he's going to come any minute and claim them back. And if you sold them, right, you did him a disservice. So even if they're getting lost, we'll see, minimally, you don't sell it. You hold on to it. Maybe the guy who gave them to you is going to come back and he wants his fruit. Rav Shimon Leal Omer Mochum Beveisin, that Nea Shavas Aveda. Rav Shimon Leal says, no, you can sell them with the Rishos of Beis Din. And again, it could be you need a Beis Din also to appraise them because of Ashavas Aveda. Because the mice are getting lost. And the guy, you're doing the guy a service by selling them before they get lost more. Rashi, the Therish Amislam of Yosef Chola, the Shochach Talmudo, Ulma Lahakrasman, Shoyamach with Tevorov, Oyamaskir no Sotomidov, Tachni Maraton of Rishona. When Rav Yosef would forget what he taught them, and he'd start teaching them differently, they'd remind him what he said when he was well. Kamana Asloha the Rebbe, Shahora Leminkor, because of the Shahvat, who did Rebbe hold like? That holds that if you have a Pikotin, you can sell it if it's getting, getting lost, getting depreciated. Avudin Nechsorin Vaholchin, it's getting less and less, getting ruined, whatever. So Omer Le Abaya, So Baya said, that's not a klal gadol, that if it's getting lost, you don't sell it, even according to the Tanakam. But la dikmar alo omar rabba bar rabuchana, omar rabbi yochanan, roshanu ella b'chtei tesrona. That's only if it's getting lost, but it normally would get lost over a year, over a month, whatever. In other words, a tvua. I'm watching a bale of tvua for somebody. Normally that bale would be eaten by mice, some of it would rot in a certain amount of time. So the guy knows anyway he's going to lose that. So therefore, if it's only getting lost, that amount, that anyway it would get lost, then we said the guy would rather have his fruit than you should sell it and get him money, because obviously people know that if it's getting lost and you have to sell it, they're not going to give you good price. But if it's getting lost more than the normal depreciation of that tvua, then you're doing the guy a favor by selling it. Then mokrum bebeistin, the chosh kein hachad apsid el gamre. Here, if you don't sell it, it's going to be osur bana. You have to destroy it. So surely you sell it. So here, even the Tanakama would hold you sell it. And there's a shayla, why you have to sell it? Right? Do you sell it because, since you're a shomer, and the thing is getting ruined, in order that it shouldn't get ruined, you have to sell it. That's part of your shmir. Just like you have to protect it that it shouldn't get ruined, right? You have to protect it that if it's getting ruined, that you could sell it salvage, that's it. Salvage what you can. Or it's a shavas aveda. Just like you have to return somebody's lost article, you have to make sure it doesn't get lost to begin with. What's not going to be enough? If you didn't sell it, do you have to pay for it? If it's because you're a shomer, and just as much you have to watch it that doesn't get ruined. You have to sell it if it is get ruined, and you didn't sell it, then you're chayav because of a shomer. But if it's not a chiyuv of a shomer, it's just a din of hashavas aveda, so you weren't the kind of the mitzvah, but you don't have to pay the guy back. If you want Mesha Vadeva. Rashi. Kaman Hashla also had the Rebbe Shahor Limkor Pikod Mesha Ovar Abudim Nechsorim Vahokim. They're getting ruined. Bichtei Sesrona Kishayin Nechsorim El Kederach Yisorim Shoperus HaKotsuk Vat Metziah Vamatkit Lechitim Leoriz Tishach Hatzoy Kaben Lekor. The Gemara Vat Metziah gives a whole list of how much different kinds of commodities get lost or get depreciated normally. So if it's within that, the guy would rather have his thing than sell it because of the loss. If it's more than that, he would rather have the money than have the loss. The kopos of the gamre, over here, for sure you could sell it because it's going to ruin you. Sorry, bano, because in a small amount of time, it's going to be also bano, he'll lose the whole thing. So kotchken, you're allowed to sell it according to everybody. Okay. What?
We
you don't keep it around. By the Chametz, you have to burn it by the time it burns. Shabbos, should you do it early? Because anyway, you're afraid you have too much chametz left over. I'm only talking by stam kluyos, you're not going to burn. Because maybe it's tar. But here, it's the extra added thing of not leaving over too much chametz that you won't be able to get rid of. There it is. On Shabbos.